Person-centered planning. The process used to design your individual plan of mental health supports, service, or treatment is called person-centered planning, PCP. PCP is your right protected by the Michigan Mental Health Code. The process begins when you determine whom, besides yourself, you would like at the person-centered planning meetings, such as family members or friends, and what staff from your local community mental health agency you would like to attend. You will also decide when and where the person-centered planning meetings will be held. Finally, you will decide what assistance you might need to help you participate in and understand the meetings. During the person-centered planning, you will be asked what your hopes and dreams and will be helped to develop goals or outcomes you want to achieve. The people attending this meeting will help you decide what supports, services, or treatment you need, who you would like to provide the service, how often you need the service, and where it will be provided. You have the right under federal and state laws to the choice of providers. After you begin receiving services, you will be asked from time to time how you feel about the support, services, or treatment you are receiving and whether changes need to be made. You have the right to ask at any time for a new person-centered planning meeting. If you want to talk about changing your plan of service, you have the right to an independent facilitator for the person-centered planning process. This means that you may request that someone other than your local community mental health agency staff conduct your planning meetings. You have the right to choose from available independent facilitators. Children under the age of 18 with developmental disabilities or serious emotional disturbance also have the right to person-centered planning. However, person-centered planning must recognize the importance of the family and the fact that supports and services impact the entire family. The parents or guardians of the children will be involved in pre-planning and person-centered planning using family-centered practice in the delivery of supports, services, and treatment to their children. Are there limits to person-centered planning? Person-centered planning does not guarantee that the supports, services, and/or treatment, nor the amount of them you might like to have, can be provided by the public mental health system. What is actually provided by the public mental health system will depend upon the available resources, such as funding and staffing, rules and regulations that govern the program or funding system, and/or the judgment of the program administrators as to feasibility, appropriateness, and safety of such supports, service, or treatment. The source is Your Rights When Receiving Mental Health Services in Michigan. Also, topics covered in the person-centered planning. During person-centered planning, you will be told about psychiatric advance directives, a crisis plan, and self-determination. You have the right to choose to develop any, all, or none of these. Psychiatric advance directive. Adults have the right under Michigan law to a psychiatric advance directive. A psychiatric advance directive is a tool for making decisions before a crisis in which you may become unable to make a decision about the kind of treatment you want and the kind of treatment you do not want. This lets other people, including family, friends, and service providers, know what you want when you cannot speak for yourself. If you do not believe you have received appropriate information regarding psychiatric advance directives from your PIHP, please contact your local customer services department to file a grievance.